Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The future structure of Tata Sons has become a central question for the group. Deboshi Chaki reports that Tata Trust's chairman Noel Tata has written to RBI opposing any listing of Tata Sons, arguing that public market pressures could undermine the holding company's long-term investment approach and, more importantly, its philanthropic mission. In another scoop, Deboshi reports that Noel Tata used a recent board meeting to seek clarity on whether Tata Sons should eventually list, but Chairman N. Chandrasekharan is said to have remained non-committal. Aditya Birla Renewables, the group's clean energy arm, may have emerged as the front-runner to acquire Shell PLC's Indian renewable energy platform, Sparang Energy, Ashwin Mohan reports. Private equity firm KKR, Actis, and a consortium of NIIF and Temasek had also expressed interest earlier in the proposed buyout of Sparang Energy. Wockhardt will commercialize its novel antibiotic Zanich on its own in the US instead of licensing it to a global pharmaceutical company, as the drug maker looks to retain more value from the product and build a platform for future launches, Wockhardt founder and chairman Habil Khorakiwala said in an interview with Viswanath Pilla. Vodafone Idea is using Airtel's priority postpaid row to woo new subscribers, reports Danish Khan. As Airtel's priority postpaid plans continue to fuel discussions around net neutrality, Vodafone Idea has launched a social media campaign highlighting its pro-consumer stance and advocating a fair and consistent network experience for all customers. With the state of the economy emerging as a big discussion point, government officials told Priyansh Verma that the goods sector taxable supply, goods sold that were taxed, grew 26.9% year-on-year in April 2026. This was reflected in May GST collections, with positive growth recorded across all 27 commodity groups. India Inc. is paying shareholders more, but it's also retaining a larger share of its profits. Ravindra Sonavane reports that Nifty 500 companies increased total dividend payouts to 4.94 lakh crore rupees in FY26, an 8% increase from the previous fiscal. However, the share of profits distributed as dividends slipped to 32.9% in FY26, the lowest in 7 years. Three of the four largest audit firms in India have moved the National Company Law Appellant Tribunal seeking immunity from liability in the IL and FS fraud case, reports Pavan Brugula. BSR and Associates, a KPMG network firm, SRBC, a network firm of EY and Deloitte Haskins and Sells, have filed appeals in the last 2 weeks, challenging a verdict of the Mumbai bench of the National Company Law Tribunal. India's airlines are trying to expand abroad, but geopolitical turbulence is making that task tougher. Swaraj Begonka reports that foreign carriers widened their lead in India's international passenger market as West Asia-related disruptions and Pakistani airspace curbs hit local airlines. A novel financing idea by the Madhya Pradesh government is drawing attention. Tina Jain Kaushal and Navneet Dubey explain the state's proposed temple bonds, which would allow investors to earn returns while funding temple redevelopment projects. Also, read this Money Control report on what global experience tells us about faith financing experiments. And finally, RCB's title win could create a new crop of stars. Mariam Faruqui reports that Rajat Patidar and Krunal Pandya could become two of the IPL's biggest commercial beneficiaries, with brands lining up to capitalize on their rising visibility. While Virat Kohli remains the franchise's biggest draw, marketers believe the strongest endorsements often accrue to players whose profiles are elevated most. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.